The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here.
Listen,
the champ
I'm a
kill
him with the first verse.
The
and
champ
I'm a bury him with the
second. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate is soft when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do. Oh, fresh. Straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me? I just stick to my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't croppable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, the boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick will keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Sit back and just watch what I do.
Ooh. Hey, 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 good morning, everybody. What's up, man? Welcome to The Grind. It's yet another beautiful day here on the West Coast, man. Hopefully you guys are having a beautiful day where you are right now. Man, get ready for a show, man. Buckle up, get ready. We're going to talk about some real life stuff as always. Pam, say what's up, everybody.
Great morning to everybody on The Grind. It is another fabulous Tuesday. We want to say welcome to The Grind this morning. Happy Tuesday. It's another day for us to be great. So we're excited to be before you. So stay tuned for another phenomenal show.
Stay tuned, y'all. We'll be right back.
I'm feeling something. Something different when you left my picture change. I was blinded, I'd not envision the same face in a different frame. I need you by my side.
somebody going to be real savvy, and they're going to be able to tell me what Pam is doing right now, because I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm just sitting here on the grind.
When I walked up, I'm like, for real?
This was not a good decision.
I'm like, for real? She said, this is the realest show ever.
This
I said,
was not a good decision.
Yes, so.
It was not a good decision.
I guess
Thank
so.
Thank you.
I get it later. Yep. I say, I guess
Thank
so.
You.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
The realest show ever, man, because
yes,
she is doing some real stuff right now.
But, you know, I just want to say
that,
great morning to every one of you guys on the grind. How y'all feeling this morning?
My Lord.
This afternoon. Yes. Everything. Everything is everything. Yes, yes, yes. I just want to say hello to everybody. Out there, it's another fabulous day. We woke up.
I got
up.
You, nephew.
We got you. We woke up. So what you got? I'm going to pay attention right now.
No, that's something that you got to finish.
No, I realized that this was not a good decision.
Finish that. They can't even guess what you're doing right now.
I realized this was not a decision.
Because I can't even believe what you're doing right now.
I realized this was a very, very bad decision to do.
But hey, talking of bad decisions. Talking about bad decisions. Man, look, I hope everybody is having a great a great Tuesday. I want y'all to know that I got woke up out of my sleep tonight, this morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I got woke up out of my sleep with the sound of the trash truck coming through the neighborhood.
Boy, I never saw Nate move so
and
fast.
And my trash not out on the street.
Nate moved so fast this morning. I'm like, you all right? Like,
man.
Seriously?
I was like doing the 40-yard dash and still didn't get there. He was passing my house when I was waking up. So that's going to be a travesty all in itself. But hopefully everybody, man, is having a great day thus far. It is about 9:10 on the west coast. So that means about 12:10 almost on the east coast. So you guys are midstream of your day. Some of you guys are at home working. Some of you guys out on the JOB working, man. God bless you guys that are working. Praying for you guys that are not right now, praying that everything is going to get better. Everything is going to get better than what it was even when all of this started. So let's keep your head up and let's keep moving forward, man. Let's keep moving forward no matter what. So
I think that's the biggest thing. And as life is happening, we got to make sure that we are for real moving forward, you know, because if we don't make a decision to continue to move forward throughout it all, then we're going to find ourselves falling behind the game, right?
I don't think anybody, you're right. And I don't think people wake up and intentionally say, I want to fall behind.
I'm not going to move forward today.
No.
I'm just going to stand still
today.
Yeah,
I'm going to just stay still, not do nothing, never grow, never do nothing.
So I don't think
But I think people make decisions in life that make those decisions for them, right? And it's not that, I know everybody wants to be further along than they are, and you know, some people may be right where they are, but I mean, decisions, and we've heard that old saying, and decisions that we make define, you know, who we are, what we become, the whole nine. And I think in a lot of cases, people don't understand how their decisions play into their life and how important they are. And every decision that you make is either going to affect you or someone else. Right. So I always talk about look, listen, learn, and lead. And I think it's something that we have to apply to our lives in every aspect of what we do. So when it really comes to growing as a person, listening to your spirit on the inside, we call self, as the saying goes, when there's no enemy on the inside, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm. But we keep making jacked up decisions. Why do people keep making jacked up decisions? Yeah, this isn't your ordinary motivational show. We're not going to get on here and blow kisses and tell you that everything is going to be good, because the reality is everything isn't good all the time, right?
Right.
And what a person has to realize is that you are the sum total of your decisions thus far. And the only way to get something different, of course, is to do something different. So when you look at where you are right now and you look at what you're doing right now, you have to ask yourself some questions and have some self-accountability.
Right.
Right. And I think if we needed, if we were going to talk about anything on the show today, it's going to be decisions, but it's also going to be about self-accountability as well, I see, because I think we let ourselves off the hook way too quick, right? We don't have any level of, cause and effect when it comes to ourselves. So we tend to let ourselves off the hook based on the fact that we don't want to struggle because of our own bad decisions. So we just say, no, this wasn't that bad. When in reality, it was bad, and you need to learn what the lesson is from it, right? So when we say that you are the sum total of the decisions that you've made thus far, then think about where you are and the decisions that you've made and where it's gotten you right now. Some of you have made some great decisions, right? Some of you have made some great decisions and you are, you know, where you are. And everything is cool, right? So, but some of you have made some bad decisions and you don't know how to recover from those bad decisions. Because so we don't want to just accentuate and talk about the bad part of this, guys. We want to get you to the bridge, but we want to help you cross that bridge too, because there are a lot of people that are standing at that bridge and they're standing there with their toes on the edge and they don't want to jump. They don't want to face the facts of what they've actually done. And they don't want to deal with the repercussions behind what they've actually, the decision that they've actually made. And we talk about people, you know, places and things here an awful lot, right? An awful lot. And when we understand that the people, places, and things that are in our lives now are the reasons why we are where we are, because we always talk about cutting things out. We talk about that a lot on the show.
Right.
We do.
Get rid of some things.
Because we could get on this show and we could preach, we could drop some scriptures on you guys, we could motivate the heck out of you. We really could. We could get on here and tell you that, you know, don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be good. And the reality is, it's going to be good. But here's the thing. What people tend not to want to tell you is that you're going to have to do some things to make it good.
Right.
You're going to have to take some action to make it good. Right. So when I thought about this show, the only word that came to play was grind, right? Grind. Everything that I thought about every day was grind. And let me read you guys what the definition of grind is, so that you guys understand, because you hear the word all the time, but you may not understand what it means. Grind, to perform repetitive tasks over and over in order to attain a goal.
That's good.
To perform repetitive tasks over and over in order to attain a goal. So we talk about goals an awful lot on here. We talk about vision an awful lot on here. And if we're going to talk about goals and vision, I think we would be remiss if we did not tell you every aspect of what it's going to take you to achieve those goals and to achieve that vision, right? I can tell you guys, and Pam could pump you guys up every day, and we want to motivate you guys. Don't get me wrong, right?
No, inspire.
So if we can motivate you guys every day, but if we can motivate you and pump you up and inspire you every day by saying that we think you guys are the greatest, you guys rock, you're superstars, man, you guys are champions. We can say that, but you may not feel like a champion. You may not feel like a superstar. And you live your life from motivation to motivation, right? So get what I'm saying, because this is deep. You live your life from
motivation,
right? What's in between?
The work you do.
In between is the grind. Right? But some of us, we just live from one motivational point to the next motivational point. And there is nothing on the inside. That's the edge. This is the edge. Right here is the edge. And I'm on camera, so I'm a little backwards. So those on Blog Talk Radio, you don't see me, but I'm actually making an illustration with my hands. So you've got the edge here. A lot of people stand at this edge right here, and they have they're gripping the edge with their toes. So they're not just white knuckled. They're white toed sitting there, kind of grip the edge because they don't want to move forward because it's going to require something of them. There's a drop there. The purpose of the show is to help bridge that gap. But you're still going to fall. But what this show gives you is a certainty that you will not hit the bottom if you grind, right? So when you get to this side, this other piece of motivation, now you've done the necessary work from this motivational point to this motivational point, which is the thing that we call growth, right?
That's good.
But if you just sit around every day and you just wait on another motivational speaker to come up and tell you something good that you can write down and say, oh, that was good. But you, when you turn it off, you go back to doing the exact same thing. And you keep getting the exact same result. But what people do is, nobody on this broadcast for sure, right? But what people do is they tend to mistake movement for progress.
Movement versus progress.
And
that's
movement
good.
Is getting up every day and turning on your favorite motivational speaker. We know who they are. I ain't knocking them. They're necessary. You need them, right? Some of you need the grind. Some of you wait for the grind to come on Tuesdays and Fridays, and we appreciate that. But the reality is, what has to happen is when you see them on YouTube, you see them popping up. Some of you that subscribe to the grind, you know, you see the show pop up. You know that, okay, the grind is getting ready to come on, and you get ready. We love that, right? But here's the thing. When you see these different motivational spots popping up right now, then that means that you're going to say, okay, I'm going to grab my pen, I'm going to grab my paper, right? And then when you do that, you're going to write these things down that you hear. Something's going to stand out to you. Something's going to stick and stay. And when it sticks and stays, that's the thing that you write down because that's what God was trying to get you to hear, right? It could be the entire message, but it could be just one or two things that you heard that are going to cause you to be unstuck. Mm-hmm. But the only other piece of that is now you have to apply the fix that gets you unstuck. Now what you've learned, you're accountable for that knowledge. And now that you're accountable for that knowledge, now it's time for you to say, let's actually put the work in to do it. The grind, the repetitive things that you do over and over on a daily basis to actually attain a goal. So now that you have your goals in place, you're standing at the edge of the mountain, standing at the edge of the cliff, and you've got your goals, you're holding all this stuff, you've got your goals, you got your vision, you got everything right here. You're like, I know this is what I want, I know how much money I want to make, I know where I, you know, the car, the house, I know the people I want to associate myself with. I know, you know, the stuff I need to stop doing and listening to. I know the everything I got it right here. This is what I need to get. I'm going to write this down to get here. And I know what I need. I know how much money I got to get. You got it all written down. You got it all figured out. And you got it all on paper.
Mm.
You're standing at the edge of that cliff. And you're like, okay, now what? I know what I want. Because people don't focus on the things that they need. People don't move out of necessity. People move out of things that they want, right? Because you know you need to do certain things, but you still don't do them. But when you want to do something, you do it, right? So now you're standing at the edge of that cliff, and you're like, what do I do next? The only thing left to do is jump.
Right, you got to jump.
It's jump. And now, but when most people jump, they don't have the certainty or the tools in place to say, if I jump, is like my man Steve Harvey says, is my parachute going to open? But the parachute only opens when you're sure that it's going to open. You see what I'm saying?
But what about that person that doesn't jump? A lot of people come to the cliff
mm-hmm.
and never decide to jump.
Yep.
And it's for various reasons. You know, on why people don't.
We're gonna get into psychology.
Yeah, why people.
In a moment, we're gonna get a little technical.
Yeah, why people don't jump. So, and that's a lot of people's situation. It's because of the fear of failure. It's because of just being afraid in general. The fear of the unknown. The fear of what other people are going to think. The fear of wanting to be accepted. Not being accepted. It's a lot of different things that keep people standing on that edge, on that cliff. And when we have to realize and understand that everything we want is on the other side of that jump. Everything we're looking for is on the other side of us saying, you know what, I'm just going to go all in and go all out. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but a lot of times, you know, we have these wants, right? And we don't move, or we move, just like you said, movement versus progress. We get up and we think that we're doing something. We're really not, because we're not progressing. And when you said that, you know, I looked up, you know, the two versus the two, movement versus progress. And movement is just a physical motion. You get up and you're going to do something. You're just going to physically move. But are you advancing? Because the difference between the two is progress means that you're actually advancing from point to point. It's the process. And most of the time, people are afraid of the process because the process is going to equal some type of pain.
Mm-hmm. All right? One's external.
Yeah.
And one's internal. Mm-hmm. Movement is external.
Right.
Progress is internal.
Yes.
Right. Because progress is always a mindset that manifests itself into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So movement is you just going through the motions.
Yeah, just going.
Right? Just going through the motions, but I'm not really retaining anything that I need to make progress. It's like a defensive back that only moves side to side. He just moves side to side. So you keep throwing the deep ball on him.
Mm-hmm.
All you gotta do is just pass him. He's only gonna move side to side. So you just throw the deep ball on him. There's no progress being made. He has put no action into doing what his real job is.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, and that's the difference. And many times you can find yourself caught up in that movement zone where you're not progressing. That's kind of like what we talk about all the time, even in what we do, that busy work,
mm-hmm.
right? That busy work in which you feel like you're doing something and you're really not doing something. And then you look up because you don't have a smart goal out there to where you can measure the activity that's being done to see, is this progressing me? Is this keeping me in the same position? You end up finding yourself tired, not accomplishing anything because you just found yourself just moving. That's kind of like, you know, remember when Zara used to have the hamsters? May they rest in peace. I used to love them little hamsters. And, you know, I used to go in there every day, and they would just be running on the wheel until they ran themselves clean up out of here. You know, and that's what can happen in life. You know, they had no place to go.
You lock something up in a cage, what else they going to do?
I'm just saying. But they just ran, never advancing. You know, but that was, you know, part of that was their life. But I'm saying people do that
right.
And never get anywhere.
Right. So the hamster wheel, we did a whole show on that, on movement versus progress as well. So when you really think about the psychological piece of it is getting to the edge, there are a lot of things that you do to get you to the edge. But what you don't do is you don't block. We talked about blocking to unblock.
On last week's show.
And what happens is you don't block the negative thoughts. So what you do is, or you don't get to that point to where you leave everything behind that was holding you down,
mm-hmm.
right? And you've done all of the homework and done all of the actions that it takes to get yourself to the edge. When in essence you've left everybody behind, everybody outside that was talking and telling you no, you stopped going to certain places, you stopped doing this, you stopped doing that. And now a person's saying, why don't I want to take that final step? Why can't I actually take that final leap to just say, I got it? And Pam hit the nail on the head. It's the confidence piece. It's the, you know, you get into the what happened in my past piece, because the one thing that you did not fix before you got to the edge was you didn't fix that self piece. The self piece means you never spent time with yourself, right? You never spent time. You got rid of everything on the outside, right? That was holding you back. The people that you felt were holding you back, the situations that were holding you back, the fact of what happened to you in your past way back then that was holding you back. So you got rid of all of that stuff. And so now here you are at the edge. And the only thing that you didn't deal with was your own inhibitions. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So your own inhibitions is that little voice, that one little chink in your armor, man. We call it the devil. Now you've gotten rid of all of the devils on the outside, right? Because everybody talks about the devil. Everybody's like, you know, the devil. But the devil is people. The devil is in things. The devil is in places. And all of these are controlled by decisions, right? The one thing that God doesn't compromise and doesn't take from you is your ability to choose.
Right, choice.
Right? So your choice. So if you have a choice to choose, then you have the control of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to that edge, you still got that little voice in your head that's saying you can't do it.
Mm.
Guys, I'm going to tell y'all something. That's a powerful, powerful voice.
Yeah.
It is. And I'm going to tell you right now, I still hear it. I still hear it because, you know, the enemy never gives up. Right. So it's constantly always, especially when you ever heard the saying, to whom much is given, you know, much is required.
Right.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that. I like what Todd Tanisha just said. The devil wears Prada.
Right.
The devil wears Prada. The devil wears Gucci, Wrangler, Guess. The devil wears a lot of different stuff.
Right, right, right.
Okay?
That's
because
true.
That means that the depiction that the devil is in the people. They say
yeah.
The devil is in the details. So you have to, what you have to do is, if you can really get control of self, and I hear it, it's every Tuesday and Friday, I hear that voice. This is what keeps me on track, because I know that there's still work to be done. Because when the enemy stops whispering in your ear, they're telling you that they're not going to listen. They don't want to hear what you have to say. You know, they think you're this or they think you're that. When they stop doing that is when you have the problem.
Yes.
Right? Because
right.
Now you're back on the team. You know, they're pounding out. You know, they're like, come on, give us a pound. Give us a
right.
pound. They're pounding out. You know, they're
right.
like, we got them back. We got them back.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? They think on the outside,
hey,
but we really got them because we got the mind. We
right.
got the hit. We got the hit.
He's
back
mind.
In the game. You know,
yeah.
Then you relax. We got him back on the squad. Right?
Absolutely. That's true.
And you get back on the squad when you start to give in to that stuff. So you don't recognize those attacks anymore because you've given over. It's just self now. It's just you're doing it yourself. People give the devil way too much credit. It's like the devil on the outside. Don't worry about that one. Worry about the one that's on the inside.
Right.
Right. Because that's self, right? That's the one that has the ability to derail every plan that happens, right? Because you can't manage self. It would be easy for Pam and I to lay up in the bed on Tuesdays and Fridays and be like, we've done enough. they don't want to hear us. You know, this doesn't. And the reality is there are some people that have said that. We don't want to hear them no more. Cool. This is not for you anymore.
Right.
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 But there is somebody out there because the reason is that I know is that I'm still getting those attacks.
Right.
I'm still getting the attacks that are coming and saying they don't want to hear it. You know, if you play that song, they're not going to like it. They're going to judge you. And my thing is, cool. I know I'm still in the game.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. When if the attack is not coming, then you gotta pay attention to where you may be at for real, because that's just gonna be a part of life.
Mm-hmm.
The attacks are going to come. It's not about the attacks coming. It's about how you're gonna handle the attacks. Are you going to mentally be able to say, nope, I'm not allowing that thought to come in and take control, or are you going to allow those thoughts to come in and take control, and now you have completely shifted in the wrong direction? You've made a decision to not continue to move forward with the very thing that God showed you that you should be doing. And many times that can happen because you just start to pay attention to you know, what everything else around you or the world is saying. And you find yourself off your game, you know, when you have that person that's at the cliff. And, you know, because I think about, you know, the times in which I was at the cliff, because we've all been at the cliff, you know, at some point in our life where there's things that we need to do in order to move forward, and we're afraid to do it. You know, it's the thoughts and the opinions of others. It's, you know, all the things that I mentioned. But when I got myself to the point of being like, for real, you got to get yourself to the point to where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And when you get yourself to the point of being sick and tired, that's one thing that's going to make you jump, right? When you understand and you really fully realize that you are enough and that God created you for a purpose, on purpose, and his purpose is what matters most. Okay, it's not about us, for real. It's his purpose that matters most, and that's going to be the purpose that prevails when you get in alignment with him first and foremost. And
I want to stop where you were. You said, because I hear you say time, and I hear a lot of people say that, when you realize that you are enough, right? And I think we need, like, stay there for a quick second, because, you know, people hear that all the time. And if I'm enough, then why don't I feel like I can do this and this?
Right.
Because it's the self-analysis that you need to do to figure out where you are and how you can be effective right there. Right. You can't make a self-analysis and say, I don't feel I'm enough because I can't do what Pam McCray does. You're not called to do what Pam McCray does right now, right? Because you have the fire that Pam McCray does, right? You know, the essence of it all.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? On the grand scheme of things, where are you right now in your life, right? And how, with some total of what we've done thus far, so your accomplishments thus far have gotten where you are. Now, it's enough. Wherever you are and whatever you have is enough to get you started.
Right.
It's not enough to keep you going.
No.
But it's enough to get you started.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get started with what you have, you're not comparing yourself to anyone else except for you. It's like, this is where I am. This is what I have. Let me get started. You may have never picked up a book and ever read it. You may have $5 in your bank account right now. Right. But wherever you are, whatever mental state you're in, and whatever financial state, whatever physical state you're in, is enough for you to get started,
mm-hmm.
right? So this whole comparison thing that people do when they compare themselves to other people, it's a deadly thing, because you don't know what that person went through to get to where they are. And in a lot of cases, I'm like, I don't even want to go through that. I'm trying to figure out how to duck under that thing or how to go over top of it, because that's what it means when you see it before it happens.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is telling you their story and they're telling you what they had to do to get there, it does not mean that you have to go through that same fire.
Right.
I told you it's a pothole 50 yards down the road, and you're going to need to be on the lookout, and you're going to need to swerve left. Right. And not hit that pothole.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they tell you, I hit that pothole. I had to get my tire changed, and I had to, that, you know, I had to, that set me back for, you know, it set me back for 30 days. And I had to, and so I had that caused me to grow. That was their story. You don't have to hit that same pothole to grow.
Right.
You just grew when you dodged the pothole. So when you hear people tell you, well, I was homeless, I was broke, that doesn't mean that's what you have to be.
Right.
Dart that thing, because you have your own story, and that's how we learn.
Right. That's
we learn through either practical application, which is I learn by doing things with my hands sometimes, but I don't want to have to go through the fire to know that it's hot. Right. If the fire is hot, I'm going to go around it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to be creative enough and attentive enough to learn how to go around those barriers. And when you do that, the mental aspect of what you do comes into play, and it says, you know what? I'm going to control my own moves.
Right.
Right. I've got enough where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to control my own moves. I'm not going to overthink.
Mm-hmm.
Right. If you start overthinking it, then that's the kiss of death.
Mm-hmm.
as well, right?
Oh my gosh.
We've got some analysis paralysis that go on in the with people every single day. They overthink every little thing.
Just move.
Right.
take some action. And you're right, you overthink that thing. And then you're not going to do that thing, because when you overthink something, the doubt starts to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're thinking about something. Now you keep thinking about it. Now the doubt, the mind is telling you, no, this is not going to work. This, no, let's do it this way. No, maybe not this. Maybe yes. Yeah, now you just overthought yourself way out of even moving yourself to progress in anything that you are thinking about doing. Yeah, overthinking is for real, like a dream killer.
Yeah, whatever you
take some action.
Whatever you tell yourself is true.
Just do
you see
it.
What I'm saying? So that's why the power of words
model,
are there.
For real.
Yeah,
just do it.
but that's why when you whatever you if you tell yourself you can, if you tell yourself you can't, you're right. Right?
That's absolutely right.
So the overthinking.
Absolutely.
So we've talked to a ton of people,
mm-hmm.
and you can pretty much assess where a person is in life and how they feel about themselves and how, you know, and how quick they're going to progress, right? Hunger takes a lot of the guesswork out of it, because
mm-hmm.
when someone's hungry, they do things that are uncharacteristic to who they were, right? So hunger, and I put out a post yesterday that said hunger, your level of hunger is going to determine how fast you win, right?
Mm.
And it's the truth, right? But what happens is people will tell themselves what they want to believe.
And right? start to believe.
And start
their
to
own
believe
lie.
Your, oh my God. Look, I'm going to tell you, when a person, when you talk to a person and here you are, you know, you've already been down that road, right? And you tell them what's down that road. Well, if you do that, this is going to happen. It's been proven time and time again that this is going to happen. And then you get the little good fairy on this shoulder, right? And the bad fairy on this shoulder. This one's telling you, hey, listen to what they're telling you. They've been there before, right? They've
right.
done that. Just listen, and they'll help you steer past the roadblocks, right? Then you get this one say, they don't know you. Don't let them tell you what to do. Don't they be a do what you want to do. You're a rebel, you know, and that's the recreation of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is in life, guys. This isn't just in business. This is just period, right? When you have people in your life that care enough to sow into your life mentally, spiritually, physically, whatever it may be, then, you know, then you've let them in, then listen to it for a reason.
Right.
Don't take guidance from somebody sitting right beside you in the same pot of misery. You know, I mean, a crackhead can't tell another crackhead how to get off crack, right? I love that analogy.
I mean,
so find somebody that has been through and down that road, and they'll tell you how to do it. But listen to the voice on the shoulder that's saying, you know what, listen, because we all learn different. But
right.
and you can tell yourself, and I give you guys a great example, right? You tell somebody that, you know, how to actually do something, what they need to do to move to the next level, right? And they come up with all of the reasons why they can't, as opposed to the reasons as to why they can.
Well, those are the people that conversation is very short-lived.
because you determine that they're going to do it the way that
right.
they want to do
okay.
it anyway.
Right, absolutely. You just say awesome.
We tell people all the time. Yeah, we tell people all the time. It gets tiring. It does. It gets tiring. So you just
awesome.
Say, oh, that's great. Okay, awesome. You know, because you tell people all the time, you know, you tell them no matter what the situation is, you're saying, hey, man.
Yeah, they got their mind made up.
Yeah, just, you know, when they start telling you, well, you know, well, I'm this and I'm that, and the way that I do it is this, and the way that I do it is that. And they tell you, you know that they're convinced, they're fully convinced that no matter what you say, they're going to do it the way they want to do it.
Right.
So you assess at that moment exactly how that person,
mm-hmm.
how that person moves and learns.
Right.
Some people have to actually touch the fire in order to determine that it's hot. You can't just tell them it's hot.
Right.
Right. Some people have to step on the glass. You can't just tell them there's glass. I know I've told my – I remember telling my son once, I'm saying, son, broke a glass in the kitchen. You know, make sure you put some shoes on when you go in. He's walking down where? I don't see any glass with no shoes on. Just told you I broke a glass, right?
Right.
So some people have to learn things the hard way.
Right.
But I'll give you guys a quick leadership tip, okay, because most of you guys are leaders and don't even know it, right? Right? So a quick leadership tip is you got to learn how each person learns. And the people that are ready to move fast are the people that learn quick.
Mm-hmm.
Are the people that write stuff down are the people that don't second guess. They don't overanalyze. It's not analysis paralysis.
And they implement.
Do exactly what you tell them to do. They're not saying, well, you're not the boss of me. You don't tell me what to do. You know, and you know that it's good, sound stuff that you're being given the advice on doing, right? But you don't do it because you want to be in charge. You've been in charge all your life, and that's where it's gotten you, right? This is where you are. This is what your leadership has gotten you, and now you don't even have the ability to humble yourself down to say, okay, this person knows some things. Let me do what they're telling me to do, and let me lose all the deadbeats, because now when you start, here's the thing, you're going down that wrong road, right? You're going what you think is where you should be going. When you start to make the course adjustments and you start to steer the right way, you're no longer going down that road.
Right.
So people are going to automatically start to gravitate away from you, but guess what? They're going to say, hey, where are you going? We were having a good time over here doing absolutely nothing.
Right.
And you had to go and mess that thing up.
Yeah, go mess that thing up.
You know, you ain't keeping it real.
Yeah, go change your mind.
Yeah, you had to go and
start reading books.
Yeah, you had to go and change.
Turn off the TV.
You know.
And listen to some audio that's going to cause you to grow. Why?
Yeah. Look, I have this song. I'm going to tell you something. This is the mixed up piece. And I'm going to say it because some of y'all ain't going to like it. But I'm going to say it. You know, there's a song by Ruben Stoddard.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't know if it's stuttered or stuttered. I don't know. Stuttered. He said, you changed me.
Mm.
He said, you used to call me your big teddy bear, right? Now, you know, you're telling me that I need to do this, this, and this, right? So he got mad because she was loving him when he was fat and cuddly, right? And then when she told him that, hey, baby, you need to drop some weight, you know, you know, you one cheeseburger away from leaving here. You know, you're going to have to do something different,
mm-hmm.
right? He wrote a song about it. Oh, now you done changed. You want to change me now. Let me tell you guys something. Everything in life changes. Everything.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's inevitable.
Everyone in life changes, right? So if you're not willing to change, guys, then that means you want to stay the same, right? So we're not talking about the subtle changes. Yeah, we're going to get some gray, like I got gray in my beard. Those are changes, right? So everything technically changes,
mm-hmm.
right? But a person's changing is not the same as when we talked about the transformations,
mm.
right? Transforming. And when people like in that song, she's telling him, you know, basically, you know, she wasn't saying nothing, but he was basically saying, you wanted me to basically start losing some weight,
uh-huh.
you know, and you told me I ain't your big teddy bear no more, I'm gonna lose some weight. I don't know if it's just she changed and didn't like fluffy teddy bears no more. I don't know. It could have been her saying, hey, I need for you so you're around a little longer. Drop some of that weight because
right.
you're becoming this or you're becoming that.
It's
a health risk, right?
Right.
I don't know what it is, but he fought that change by writing a song about it and then became a vegan.
So he changed.
And lost the weight and changed anyway, right? But that means he heard it,
right?
Right. So man, this whole thing about the self-analysis, I believe it's very, very powerful because we tend to do everything on the outside. To fix everything on the outside, but we neglect the inside.
And the inside is the most important piece. If we don't focus on the inside, then what's going to happen is we'll never really get to what we can see happen on the outside. Mm-hmm. And it's not about, you know, materialistic stuff. It's about for real. It's about wholeness in life. And when we understand that for real, what you are, I said something, I can't even remember what I said last week. But that I read, but you for real are a reflection of the inside. What was existing on the outside is a direct reflection.
You said you look like what you think.
You look like how you think. Yeah, something to that extent. Like, yeah, what's happening on the outside, the words that you speak, the things that you do, it's coming from the inside. So that's the reason why you got to work on you every day. And it's a decision to really grow self. It's about that self-discipline in order to really begin to tap into all of the greatness and all of the things that God has for us to do here on this earth,
yeah.
You know, and that's what's going to allow us to get, you know, from this saying, you know what, having that mindset of movement, because most people just move. Everybody, you get, it's called a rut, you know, it's called, you know, just getting up and doing what you know you're supposed to do every single day, day in, day out, that comfort zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's how you get from movement to progression and progressing in life. It's got to start in here. It's got to start up here, because this right here determines everything else. This right here is going to drive this, your heart, everything. And so you got to feed your mind every day, spiritual things, personal development things. You have to grow, because if you're not, you're going to, just like you said, everybody's going to change. And even in staying the same, there's some change. You're just going backwards. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You ain't moving forward. You know, you're just going to go backwards, you know, because everything is progressing. You're either growing or dying. In life. So it's a choice to, because obviously our physical bodies, that's something totally different. You know, we're going to age and everything, but it's a choice as to whether we decide to get up and to continue to grow our minds. Our minds don't have to die. Okay. We can stretch ourselves into becoming the things that we desire to become, into doing the things that we desire to do, but it's a daily work.
It's a daily work. So let's back up a little bit, because I want to, before we close this thing out, I want to back up a little bit to an episode that we did, quite some time ago, and it was a part of the Master Your Mindset series, and it was talking about controlling your controls, and I want to explain exactly what that actually means, and how important it is to create your own environment, and assess how that environment is helping move you forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you control your own controls, you assess your skill set. You assess the things that you're, as I say, the things that you're good at and the things that you suck at, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that list of good, in essence, you want to be longer than the list of bad,
right?
So you work to make the list of good things a lot longer than the list of bad things.
Right.
So when you do that, you figure out, okay, what environment am I most effective in for me?
Right.
Like Pam will tell you that my environment is everything for me, because I notice everything.
Yes,
right?
It does. Oh my
God. I notice
like, is
everything.
Is that bothering you?
Yeah, it bothers me. I'm kind of a, I don't like clutter.
No.
Right? I don't like,
you got,
I don't
his
like
little area
things
just
laying around.
Nicely organized.
Yeah, I like, because it's my,
so
cause it's my environment. Yeah. Yes, that's,
y'all take
I'm
a look
not
at my
talk
office right now.
Today. Right. So it's your environment, right?
Oh God!
If you have to make your, and if Pam's environment is, she organized confusion, that's who she is. I learned that a long time ago. I used to, Pam be like, well, you know, come here, let me talk to you for a minute. I said, I can only stand here for a couple of minutes, okay? I'm start feeling some kind of way, you know. But that's just me.
But I do that, then I fix it.
Pam has one or two days out of the week when she. She fixes the stuff, right? But she functions in that environment. So I can't come in and graft who I am on her, right? But I have to make a conscious decision if I can function, if I can still have progress with her, right? So she is who she is. I am who I am. It may irk her when she comes up to my area and be like, why is everything so organized? Why does it look, you know, I can't
no,
stay here too long. Right?
That's
irritating. So when you... So I want you guys to know how important your environment is.
It drives me to go and
is,
say, let me straighten up my stuff a little bit.
Right. But I want you guys to know how important your environment
real,
is.
I mean, even in Nate's closet, oh my gosh, everything just lined up.
I got a little bit of OCD.
Lined up. I'm like, and I go into mine, and I'm just like, boom, 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 boom. And then I'm like, okay, let me fix it. It's
I'm
crazy.
Not
going
to talk about Pam. I'm going to let Pam talk about Pam. See, I be getting hate mail. People like, yeah, don't be talking about my coach like that. And I'm be like, that's my wife first. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. So I'm not going to talk about, I'm going to let Pam talk about her stuff. I'm just going to talk about my stuff.
Right.
Right. And I know what I like. Right. I know that my environment needs to be X, Y, and Z. for me to thrive, for me to be creative, right? What's your environment right now? What have you, what environment, now, right now, I'm just on the physical right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your physical environment? What's your surroundings look like around you right now,
right?
Is it conducive for good creativity? So that's the first thing.
And that's
right?
very important. I mm-hmm. think your environment, and it doesn't mean like you create this environment, because that's something that people have to realize. When we talk about environment, it doesn't mean that you gotta, you know, mm-hmm. have a mansion
right.
or anything. Like, for real, you just have to dominate in the area in which you own.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could tell you what the type of environment that I thrive in. I have to, you know, walk into a room. Number one, I need light. The first thing that I do, and I say to our family like all the time, how do y'all come down? Like, the first thing I do is I open up every blind in the house. Every blind. I need light because it's energy for me, right? And even like right now, we have these closed because of the show. But I can't wait to get off of here and flip open all these blinds because I need light.
Right. Right.
Right? Then even in my office, you know, I need to, you know, what inspires me is, you know, having my affirmations all over the wall, my pictures that motivate me, getting up and seeing my screensaver that inspires me on the things that I want. And, you know, I'm seeing my books that are lined up because, you know, personal development is key. So it's the environment for real that we create, that we thrive in. And so what is that? What does that environment look like? Writing things on the mirror so that I can get up and I can see them every day. You know, these things get up and make me want to, you know, jump up and say, you know, I realized that, hey, I'm invincible. I can do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. You got to create that environment. Do you need some flowers, some things that brighten up, you know, your area? What is
right.
it? Light a candle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to create that environment.
Yeah. And it's your environment.
Important.
It's your environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody else can tell you what you like. You see what I'm saying?
The bed look like a desk.
Right. But I'm trying to help you guys understand this is all a part of controlling your controls.
Right.
It's a part of what I say when I say in my world, 2 + 2 = 5.
Right.
This is my world. You can't come in and tell me what dictate what happens in my world. But I'm going to show you guys how that works, how your world has to connect to the progress that we're talking about. Right.
right?
So now we're talking about the physical. We're talking about the physical aspect of what we do, your environment. Right. So if your environment is good and it's conducive for progress,
mm-hmm.
not movement. Right.
Mm-hmm.
If your environment is conducive for progress, then that's a good environment for you.
Right.
It could be your clothes thrown all over the place. It could be you doing this and doing that. You could sit there with your hair looking like Pippi Longstocking. I don't know. Whatever your environment is, you may be more creative before you brush your teeth. I don't know. But whatever it is, create that environment. OK, now let's talk about the mental. The mental aspect is all about what moves you, right? What moves you mentally? What moves you, right? If it feeds you, right? It feeds you. You hear it, right? You ever heard something and it was just you were like, okay, yeah, that's okay. That was profound. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But then you hear something and it makes you want to move and do it right then,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's the way it's said.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's who's saying it. It's, you know, it's studies have shown that, you know, when people speak in a lower, a baritone, lower type voice,
right,
then it's actually more receptive, you know. Hey, Jason, trying to do a radio show in here, sir. Grandkids. Anyway, so it's more effective. Like, you know, that's why Barry White was so was so effective.
Yeah.
You know, his voice, everybody wanted to hear the deep octave in his voice when he talked. It made y'all want to move,
right?
You know, when Teddy Pendergrass was in there like, you know, turn off the lights, y'all going to turn off the lights and ain't nothing even happening. You know what I'm saying? Turn off the lights. And y'all go turning them off. God, Teddy, say turn them lights off over there. You know, what makes you move, right? You have to find that environment right there, right? Is it what is the temperature set on in that room that you're in? Create that environment, right? And once you create that environment physically, you create it mentally. Now you're hearing things, you're seeing things, you're feeding your eyes, you're feeding your nose, you're feeding, like me, I like incense, right? Mm-hmm. I'll burn some incense. And I like the way they smell. I got the chakra incense, you know, where you, it just got the head, all of the different chakra parts of the body. So I like those incense. So when I burn them, it puts me in a mood, and that's just my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is my environment. So what feeds my nose? What feeds, you know, my ear gate? What feeds my eye gate? And now you've created that environment, and now it's yours. Control those controls. Turn around, shut the door, you know, lock it. Don't let anybody into that environment to change it into anything other than what you want it to be.
Right.
Right.
Like
now, mm-hmm. now this environment that you have, clearly 2 + 2 does not equal 5 in the real world.
Right.
Okay. This is just your world, right? This is you putting together the things that you need to grow. So in the outside world, 2 + 2 clearly equals 4, right? So you can't, you have to be able to connect your world to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So now what does that mean? Right? Who do you have to ask yourself that question. Who do I want to identify with?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to connect with?
Right.
Obviously, I just don't want to connect with people that just like, you know, that are just like neat people that like the smell of incense, that you know, that like, you know, to listen to motivational things that move them. I want to connect with everybody,
mm-hmm.
right? I want to, because I want the world to be my oyster. So that means you want to be able to have a little bit of dexterity when it comes to who you connect with, right? So how do you actually motivate people or attract people of all different types, right? So the way you connect yourself to other different types of people is that you're open to their environment,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, guys, there are limits to everything, okay? There are limits to everything. Some of the lines are fine. Some of the lines are very bold,
right?
Okay? And you still have to have a level of morality, integrity. You still have to have principles, right? So some things you're just not going to jive with. Like my man JJ said, you ain't jiving with certain things,
right?
Ain't jiving with that. So put those stops in place too. I don't want this. I don't want that. But here's the thing. I want y'all to hear me. I want y'all to hear me clearly on this. I've gotten to a point in my life to where I don't care what y'all they doing over there. I don't care what's happening right there. I have to care what's happening in my world and the things that are connected to my world.
Absolutely.
Right? Because the more baggage I ingest physically, mentally, through these ear gates and eye gates and this, the more baggage that I bring with me, the slower I'm going to move. So I'm not concerned about all of that that's going on anywhere else. I have to focus on where I am, because if I take my focus off of where I am, that means I can't look here and look here at the same time.
Right. You're right? Not focused.
You're not
if you're looking to the left and you're looking to the right, then you're not focused. So you have to make a decision to focus on the very things that you want to see happen in your life. Follow one course until successful. One acronyms for it. But for real, you're not focused. Think about it. If you're looking here, you're looking there, and you're paying attention to this, you're paying attention to that. How are you focused? You're
like
not focused
a bobblehead, dog. You all
you're
all over
confused. Like for real.
You saw that thing riding around on your dashboard like this all the time.
Right.
Some people be bobblehead dogs. You be like, how you know all of that?
Right.
How you even know that that's happening over there?
Right. You so confused, and a confused mind does nothing. That's one of the things that I could tell you that I think it's a gift. Like we talk about focus, and sometimes it could be a curse for me because I zone in so hard to where, you know, some of the things that I need to pay attention to, like around me, my surroundings. And Nate is always like, if I travel and stuff, Nate is very concerned because I focus on one thing so much. He's like, I need you to pay attention to what's going on around you, you know, right, in different situations. But I have a gift of zoning in and focusing. I don't hear any noise. Like, seriously, I don't
scary.
See noise. I don't
very
hear noise.
Scary.
I zone in, focus on the task at hand. And that is what I'm going to continue to zone in and focus on, for real.
And it's a gift and a curse,
yeah.
right? It can be good sometimes, and sometimes it can be bad, right? But you need that level of focus when you're when it's time to really get something done.
Right.
Right?
When you want to accomplish
right.
your goals, you gotta.
And
be
it's,
able
and
to
it's
do
great
it.
When you're inside of the house, right? When you're inside of the house and you don't have to worry about any outside elements, you know what your environment is, then you can focus that intently, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we all get to that level. But when you leave the house, right? That's out there where all of the drama and everything is. So, you know, you have to be more focused at that point because there are people out there that are looking to do you harm. So you want to be you. So you want to pay attention to detail then. And that's why I get concerned when Pam goes out sometimes because, you know, Pam would just walk around like everything is cool, you know, and she don't notice what's going on around her. Right. So I get a little nervous for her. But, you know, when I tell her to focus, I call her up and she's out and I'm like, hey, focus. OK. Pay attention to what's going on around you, okay? It's not just about what's going on in the phone. It's,
right.
I used to be the one that
if I'm shopping, I'll leave my purse in the cart and I go down the aisle. And I used to be that type person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Wonder why. So, you didn't get mad because somebody stole your wallet, right? So thinking the best
right.
of everybody,
yeah.
you know, and I'd heard that saying before. Thinking, always thinking the best of everybody going to get you messed up.
Yeah.
Right? And they said another word. Right. So it will. It really get you messed up. So when you think about focusing and how you need to like dial in on what you need, your environment says that you can create whatever you want to create in your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The tree is a tree. When everybody say everything was created by God, God put the tree there. Think about all of the things that are created by wood.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So God didn't tell. He didn't say, well, that's a chair. Okay. He didn't say, oh, that's a table. No, he gave you the tree and he said, create something.
Mm-hmm.
So people create from wood. So what's your environment that you have right now that is causing you to actually have progress? So that means, guys, it's not like you're not looking for the accolades from the outside. Right now, you have things to do to get the progress and you're growing your system of roots right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Some of you keep trying to blossom with no roots.
Mm.
And as soon as the wind blows or somebody happens to nudge you, you come right out of the ground because you have no roots, right? So you just, it's like a weed. You can pull
somebody
a weed
say
up.
Somebody something negative.
Yeah, somebody, oh, I'm quitting.
Somebody
done.
Say that don't work.
I'm ready to go
somebody
quit my job.
Somebody say that's a scam, a scheme, a pyramid.
You believe
done.
It.
You quit.
Believe it.
You don't have no system of roots. That's for real.
Right.
That's the truth.
So, and so, so the last part of that is, so you created your physical environment. And this is all about controlling your controls, guys. You created your physical environment. You created your mental environment, guys. And you got to understand what's going to happen when you start doing those two things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to start changing around you. People are going to start acting differently around you, right? Because what you're essentially doing is you're trying to find the right path to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also trying to find the right people. We call that circle,
mm-hmm.
right? If they don't think like you think, then you're not going to see them because they're not in your path,
right?
Right? God is only going to put the people in your path for you to see them if they're thinking the way you're thinking. So that's where the focus comes from.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people try and take too many people or too many things with them. You know, it's funny. I heard the song say, you know, when I die, put it in the grave with me. You know, and I'm like, for what? Ain't leaving nothing. It's good. I ain't leaving nothing. I'm taking all my stuff with me.
That's
you know.
Selfish thinking. That's
right.
The same person that say I'm cool with leaving all these debts behind for somebody
right.
to deal with, right?
Yeah, thanks, man. But so once you create your environment, man, now it's time for you to start creating and be able to take the hits, man, because your life is gonna change. And you know, people are gonna talk about you, people are gonna say things, and you know, and there's a natural falling away that's gonna happen. You know, but as they say, first they talk about you, right? As they say. Second, you know, they I guess they want to ask you.
First they laugh at you.
First they laugh, they talk about you, whatever. Then they ask what you're doing.
They ask you how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So something like that. But
something
that's
like
but
that.
That's a normal thing. Don't get mad. It's all part of your foundation.
Yeah.
Right? Because what happens is while they're laughing at you, you're taking that and you're creating that system of roots. And I saw this thing the other day, and it was by its success.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show you guys, see if I have it, because I don't know if I actually saved it or not. But it was a depiction of what success is. And I'm looking for it on my phone because I thought that I actually saved it, but I didn't. But the success is that here's success was the mountain, was the tree, but underneath success was, you know, it was a glacier actually. But what holds the glacier in place was the patience, the resilience, the tenacity, you know, the ability to fight through. All of this was what held the glacier in place. And before it became a glacier on the upper part of the ground, it was all of the foundational things that held it in place or what's holding it in place right now. So I always say press for success, right? Because Pastor talk a lot about submitting yourself to be pressed.
Mm-hmm.
You, of course, everybody knows that diamonds are created through extreme pressure. We talk about that a lot, right? But pressing yourself and submitting yourself to be pressed is a process by which only the people that are hungry will do, right? If you're not hungry, then you're not going to submit yourself to be pressed. So when you do that, what it does is it creates an environment of growth for you. Because now not only are you saying I'm submit myself to being pressed, you're saying that I believe in you. I believe in your leadership. I believe that this is going to happen for me, right? And in whatever situation you're in, I believe I'm submitting myself to this. That I know that I'm spending too much money doing this, this, and this, and that's why I can't pay this, this, and that, right? So I'm submitting myself to this process that says I got to stop spending money here, there, and here, right? So when you submit to that process, you're looking for the principles, right, that you're following right now to turn into the promise. And it works every single time. But while you're practicing those principles, the foundation is being recreated. And what happens is people become bobblehead dolls, and while they're going through their process, they're looking around at everybody else, and what you're not seeing is a system of roots.
That's good.
You're not seeing a foundation. All you're seeing is a flash flood.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing things happen in other people's lives. And but what you're not seeing is the fact that there is no foundation to sustain it. And guys, if you really grab this, what it's telling you right now is to focus on what you're doing. If you believe in what you're doing and you believe that is right, then press, focus, build. Life in general is that way, right? And we believe that, you know, success, even in the industry that we're in, it's about transparency. People want to be attached to people that understand struggle, right? You got to be able to identify with people and say, you know, I understand where you are, and, you know, I was there myself, or I'm still there myself, whatever the case may be. And life is that's life. You have to be willing to press and get pressed and move through the process, right? And everybody hears that word all the time. It's process, process, process. But nobody really wants to submit to it because there's that bobblehead doll. You know, everybody's looking everywhere. You know, oh my gosh. And you wind up just sitting on somebody's
desk. You want to microwave that thing.
Yeah, you want to microwave every aspect
of
life.
How can I get this? Don't want to build nothing.
Yeah.
Don't want to process nothing.
Your relationship,
right?
Even your relationship, you don't. People that are building a successful relationship understand that it's not going to all be sunshine and rainbows,
right?
But you're willing to submit to that process and communicate through those roadblocks, right? And after a while, you know, you build that system of roots that keep people together for 30, 40, 50 years. You know, my mom told me the other day that, you know, that they've been married for 50 some odd years, right? And I'm like, man, that's a long time, right? And my mom tells me, you know, my mom is so emotional. She says, you know, I just pray every day, baby, that God takes me first, you know, because I just don't think I could survive without your dad. And I couldn't even say anything, you know, because I'm gonna be honest with you. I think my parents are the type of people. My mom, if my dad left here before my mom, I think it would be shortly after he left, she would leave, you know, because they're just that conjoined, you know, with each other.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, they don't, I just don't think that they would survive. It's the whole broken heart syndrome that would happen. So everybody hopes for that type of relationship, but it is that same thing that we practice in life as well. We look for people, you know, with like precious faith, like precious spirits, principles, beliefs that we can conjoin with and grow with.
Right.
And, you know, in a lot of cases, we have to focus enough to create that environment. And the recipe is there. It really is. It's there. It's just there's a couple of things that need to be tweaked to solidify it. And once that happens, man, things really start to roll.
That's good. That's right. Press for success. Let's not move in life. Let's progress. That's it for today, right? Awesome.
That's it, man. So, man.
All about that grind. What are you doing from motivation to motivation? Because motivation only lasts for a moment. And your situation has to be your motivation, for real. And then you get up and you grind every single day. That's what it's all about. So, again, we want to say thank you all for tuning into The Grind on this Tuesday morning. If you want to ever go back and listen to the previous episodes, definitely go check them out at blogtalkradio.com/The Grind 101, where all of our episodes are at. And definitely tune in on this Friday for another episode as we come back live at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time and 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we appreciate each and every one of you on Instagram, each and every one of you that have tuned in on Facebook. Anything else?
No, we're good, man. We're going to blast
follow
out here.
Follow The Grind at The Grind 101 on IG.
We're going to start a series on Friday. We're going to start a series on Friday. It's probably going to be a 2 or 3 part series, maybe 3 part series.
All right.
So,
let's do it.
And it's going to be geared up around, I want to say relationships, but not so much as
partnership.
You know, I don't want to say that. I haven't figured out the word for it yet, but, you know, strengthening the partnership or the relationship and things of that nature. You know, the real talk aspect of it. Some of you, you know, we've talked to a lot of people in the past and they've got, you know, there's a lot of failed or failing relationships and, you know, some people have not recovered from that yet. And the best, what they say, an ounce of prevention is better than a pound of, what is it? One of my scholars
cure?
On here going to tell me. Yeah, something like that.
Cure, ain't it?
So one of my scholars on here going to tell me. But more so geared around, you know, trying to prevent, you know, and then if there has been something detrimental that has happened.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Cure, absolutely. So we want to make sure that, you know, Pam and I have been together for 31 years. And most certainly it's not been 31 years of pure bliss, right? It's been some ups and downs. It's been some good times and some bad times. Some of you guys hear our story and you would believe that we were broke for 31 years, but we weren't.
Right? No.
We had some very good years.
We can only tell y'all part of it.
Yeah, so we've had some very good years.
And there's more to that.
Yeah, for the good and the bad. We'll let you guys in on some of that. We'll put that series out for starting on Friday, so that you guys can actually invite to it. You know, Pam and I will actually tell you guys some of the stuff that we've been through, how we've overcome it. Not to say that we have the market cornered on relationships, but guys, we can only tell you what we've been through and what we know. We're not pretending or professing to be, you know, relationship experts, you know, because there are moments when we're still trying to figure it out too. You know, because everything changes.
Right.
Bottom line. So, but learning how to thrive and survive throughout everything that happens, even more so, you know, we're going to get into talking about something that's really, really controversial as well. Pam doesn't even know this, but I've been really struggling with this, you know, whether I was going to get into it. The voices in my shoulder have been talking to me. You know? But even to the point of talking about, you know, how relationships thrive or are, I guess, de-edified or thrashed in the industry that we're in right now.
Goodbye.
So, yeah, no. This is the realest show ever. You're either going to ride with me. I'm going to need you to scoot your chair over, all right? And I'll
ride,
sit in the middle
baby,
of this
ride
thing.
And I'll ride or die.
Because we need to understand what happens even in the industry that we're in and how we're going to be able to survive in it. As a single and as a couple, right? You need to understand, you know, the power that each of you have as a couple and
that's
how
true.
That power works together. It's almost like when your twin powers activate.
Right.
So you got to understand. So we're going to tell you guys how to thrive
that's
in
good.
That arena. We're going to tell you guys how to work together better as a couple. Tell you guys how to work together as a partnership as a whole, if you're a single person out there as well. So, you know, we know a lot about that stuff as well, because what you guys don't understand is that Pam and I, you know, we're two completely different people, right? So she has what she does and I have what I have, and we bring that together to thrive. And that's the funniest thing to me. And we're going to get into this as well on next week, but I'll give you guys this precursor a little bit, okay? The funniest thing, Pam and I talk about it all the time. Like, so as a man thinketh, so is he.
Right, absolutely.
All right, man, woman. So it's the funniest thing in the world that Pam and I have been a unit for 31 years. And people know that. People see our togetherness,
mm-hmm.
right? But how in the world is it that we don't get addressed as Nate and Pam McCray? It's the craziest thing,
right?
But it's a form,
and it's grammatically
it's
correct
a form of etiquette,
it's
right?
Grammatically correct,
and yeah, and it's just crazy. But Pam
learned
and I,
that in elementary
yeah,
school.
Yeah, we go out of our way because we try and we focus. We make sure it's second nature for us. You know, it's always, and I want you, quote unquote, people that are like thinking, okay, I'm not a male chauvinist, right? I'm a godly man. You know, I'm Christian. I believe, you know, that there's a hierarchy in our house. There's a family unit. There's a partnership. But anybody that you talk to from a marital perspective, it's always the man and then the woman. Okay.
It's not Mrs. and Mr.
Bottom line. It's a Mr. Bottom line.
Right. So I mean, it's grammatically
yes.
correct.
Saying it that way doesn't stop me
welcome
from
to our
doing
world.
What we do. But we're going to talk about stuff like that on the Friday show.
And the fight.
And some other juicy stuff.
But we love y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning into the grind.
Y'all gear up. Y'all gear
right.
up. All right? Y'all gear up. And get to invite somebody to the show, because we're going to make somebody mad and we're going to make somebody glad on the show on Friday. We're going to start that series, man. So it's going to be some stuff said. Okay.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all gonna make it another incredible Tuesday as we close out. What you got? What you got for us? Keep playing out of here.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff.
Let me start that over so y'all can hear that. My man Lecrae. Fear.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort
right.
me.
What's going on?
I honestly grow
right.
insecure as I get older. Cause even when you hot, there comes a day when you get colder. Comes a day when you slower. Time is taking its toll. 45 on the back of the jersey upon your soul. I'm scared of letting go. I don't know what the future holds. My nightmares are having nightmares. I'm quite scared of what's right and fair. How I fare in eternity. Will I hear well done when he turned to me? Will I hear you care too much about all this stuff that really don't matter? You chase the wind and you want it. Got to the top of a 2-foot ladder. What's after? I can capture all this mess. My heart was after. Will I end up empty handed when I stand before my master? Did I master the mathematics of a passive disaster? Adding my selfish ambition, all the while subtracting what matters. Oh, no.
Couple times I couldn't back that up. Like when I ran from them vatos, scuffing up my zapatos, scared of losing my hide. I was so embarrassed inside. If I could go back in time, I would stand and say something like, I ain't never scared, never scared, never scared. I'm lying, I'm scared of these thoughts in my head. I'm scared of possibly pushing people right over the ledge. When I say I pledge allegiance to the struggle, then I turn around and buckle under stress and under pressure. Bible
peur d'admettre ses craintes et celui qui ne pourra pas les surmonter. On trouve la liberté dans la confession et la liberté dans la reconnaissance.
Yeah. And it just so happens I'm wrestling with my status. I'm trying to see me like he do, not focusing on his madness. They count me out on the counter, they fear and doubt. Keep a count of my wrongs, trying to keep me inside their house. Some just keep me around, got a wonderful death about. Yeah, they want to be politically correct, I suppose. But I'm comfortable rolling my skin, while they just pretending they close. I'm scared of falling and failing.